Good morning. Thursday, November 17th, 2016. This is the 9 a.m. County Administration Workshop. And the first item on the agenda is the Parks Department Quarterly Update. And we have our Parks Manager here. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right.
Escape attempt. Foiled.
So Parks is just moving along. We're glad to be out of the busy summer and into winter. Right now we're heavy into leaves every day, just picking up the leaves, but we are ahead of schedule as to where we've been in previous years, so my rangers are real excited to be done with leaves hopefully in the next month and on to more projects and kind of continuing to spruce up the parks. For projects right now, Whitehorse Engineering is something we've been looking into for quite a while. We have a firm that we have chosen through the proposal process and got through negotiating with Christ. In order to afford the engineering project, we had to scale back from doing the entire engineering for the entire park. So what we're going to do is the entire park at 30% to make sure that it can all be built together at some point and tie in. But we're going to focus on phase one at this point, and that's the very top of Whitehorse, which is all tent sites right now, that will be converted into RV sites. So with that 100% completion on phase one, 30% for the entire park, we're just at about $50,000-$51,000.
People won't know what to do at Whitehorse if it is actually improved.
Yes.
Or updated, I guess you could say.
We'll have to do a huge marketing plan in order to really pass the message through that it has been.
Well, and the word of mouth will be substantial.
Of course.
You know, that kind of a thing. But I'm sure the people who use that kind of facilities, which is not me, but people who do that kind of stuff, it doesn't take long for them to pass that word around. There's been improvement over there. This is great. And people just go there.
Absolutely.
Larry, you get going to float down the river.
So you should be seeing that contract soon. I believe it will need a full board signature as it is being written in as funding is available to expand into 100% completion for the entire park. So legal is working on that now.
Okay. Good.
The long-awaited Glee CXT is 100% complete at this point. However, we're not opening the toilet to the public because we'd have to winterize it within the next couple of weeks. And because of the high water, we have to pump it every year. So it's spring. 100% complete, but it'll be probably ribbon cutting in the grand opening. Fully usable in spring.
We're going to the toilet ground?
Well, make sure no one
closes the door, right?
That is a concept.
Hilarious. We're having a grand opening of
yeah.
It's a good thing. Get rid of that eyesore of a blue toilet out there. The other project I've been working on for quite some time is the Schroeder Sewer. As you remember, we had several sites that failed due to a leach field. We are through engineering at this point and have an engineering plan so that we can go to an informal bid with construction. Since it can be deemed an emergency project, I know that I can just direct appoint a company, but I want to make sure that we're getting the best price. We've waited this long. We can push it out another few weeks. So as soon as legal gets that wording together, we'll be going to informal bid.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the next two and a half months, it'll be 100% complete again. And the last major project on our list right now will be the upcoming one at Lake Salmac, where we're upgrading several of the toilets and the bridge. The project is 100%. I think we're just $5,000 short on the funding, which is something my department can certainly pocket over. But that is using the original $50,000 economic development funds that were granted for that. I unfortunately haven't had as much time as I want to in order to pursue more grants, but hopefully in the future I will be able to.
How does that revamping of the for the dam and the road being shut off, how's it impacting you?
So that is a completely separate project from this, but how it will impact me, I am very grateful, along with many of the residents, that that project got pushed off to the late summer. It starting in August and going through the later part of the year, the bulk of our tourism at that point has ended, so it shouldn't be as big as a financial impact as it originally would have been.
Yeah.
For us, we will have to get satellite internet over in a secondary host site over, that would be Mallard Loop. Right now, they all rely on one fax machine, but with the lake being cut in half, we're going to have to create two separate self-sufficient divisions of Lake Salmac. With that, we'll also be bringing in one additional host for the Mallard side for a couple of months just to make sure everything can be kept up on. But it should have minimal impact now that it's being pushed into the later year.
good.
No problem. It'll be a great thing, of course.
Oh, my God.
And next year, we're going to be needing to look at a purchase of a new mower, and so that'll be on our list, as well as possibly a new addition of a truck to our fleet. We run short in summer when we bring on an extra crew, but just things I'll be looking at with my budget and finance for next year. The other thing I was really trying to work on, but at this time we won't be able to incorporate into our parks, is long-term stays into parks. So much of
won't be able to incorporate what? Indoor?
A long-term stays. So RVs,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right now we have a maximum of 14-day stay at any one time and a total of 28 days within 6 months. But with the bad housing market, we have a substantial amount of people that can't get into homes. The RV parks are filled, and a lot of people are in our parks, kind of unofficially living there. It's kind of hard with our rules trying to bounce them back and forth and keep track of everybody. So I was looking at the possibility of being able to do 60, 90-day stays, which would really help boost our revenue drastically, since so much of our seasonal stuff happens on the weekends anyway. But there's no way to do more than a 30-day stay without somebody being able to claim residency in a park. And then you would have to deal with the eviction process should something go south. And I really don't want that to impact our tourism. Mm-hmm. So at this point, we're deciding not to do that.
And how would that work? I guess you'd have to ask the attorney. But if a person has been there, they moved in and they camped for 2 weeks, and for whatever the reason is, you've missed them on the renewal. Now they've been there 6 weeks. And you go to tell them you've got to get out. They say, that's got to be a possibility.
It would be a possibility. Yeah. I think that's always a possibility with squatters or people at any point moving in and living. So it is up to us. Our rangers do a good job of identifying who's who, but there are some that fly under the radar. If they are following all the rules, if they're paying on time, they can easily fly under our radar and jump from park to park or stay in one location longer. If they've been there more than 30 days and they can prove that, and if they wanted to dig their heels in, they could force us to go through an eviction process. But I think because there's no written contract, there might be some wiggly rules under that. For instance, I know if you have a week-to-week rental agreement with an RV, you wouldn't have to do a full 30 or 60-day process. You could give them a 5-day notice and turn it over rather quickly. But once you get into the month-to-month stuff, it could easily be 30 days to get through the courts and do all that fun stuff.
Yeah,
it's fun. Yeah, it's one way to look at it. That's mostly the update for parks, unless you have any direct questions about anything specific.
Do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions. I just continue to be so thankful for the way that we ended up with you.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
We have some really beautiful parks, and it's been unfortunate that for so long we haven't been able to do anything, but I think getting the property sales done helps to infuse some money into the system so that you can get those grand openings for the toilets.
Yes. Very important.
Grand opening for the sewer line, whatever it takes to make it grand.
Yes.
That could be our last act as a board. We could declare
whatever
Tuesday, Super Flush Tuesday or something.
It's not a flushing toilet, but I like where you're going with it.
Oh, we can pretend. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, now we are on to the finance report and business update. Now you got to top the flushing toilet.
I need a cup of coffee bad right now.
Yeah, they are hard to top.
Okay.
So just a couple of quick things. Time clocks. Plus, it's been 3 months, so we sent out an email to all department managers, and we're going to arrange a face-to-face with everybody to talk through what's worked, what hasn't worked, what's good, what's not so good, so try to compile that and make things even better.
Well, I was out at the Illinois Valley Airport the other day, and during the airport, and when Jason was trying to clock out and for lunch, couldn't get a signal.
Yeah.
It was like he tried and tried and tried, and I don't forget it. He says, yeah, I used to have trouble with signals out here. Because he was trying to do it from his phone.
Illinois Valley.
Yeah. So you will hear that one.
There's options. There's options. But we'll chat with Larry or whoever, yeah. Barbara.
Yeah, because he tries to use his phone because he's out in the field or,
correct.
Out working on the runway or something. And
that is a problem if you're not, welcome to Josephine County.
Yes, there you go.
So the other thing, really the only other thing I was bringing forward, we had talked about the jail camera system. Ryan is out of the office for the next week or so, and so I told him that I would bring this forward to see what the board's decision or direction would be. So he did go out, as he mentioned last week, for the three bids. The SOS was the lowest responsible bidder. To put in the new camera system for the jail. So he has the contracts from SOS here. These are the same, actually, contracts that we've used for other work that SOS has done for us throughout the county for county buildings. And so so Ryan is ready to move forward on this to get the contract signed, have the get SOS ordering the equipment, and then once the equipment is on site, then they can start the project itself. Mm-hmm. So if the board wants, that would be something that we could move forward to the, I believe, the weekly business session to as a contract. Just although it is budgeted, Now that I said move to weekly business session, it is budgeted. It's budgeted in the property reserve for the jail camera system. So it's your discretion what you want to do. If you want to talk about it or you want to just move it ahead.
I would prefer to have the sheriff come and talk about the need and what this will provide.
It's a good opportunity.
Yeah, it'd be a good opportunity to talk about the whole concept of jail,
mm-hmm. security,
law enforcement, it all means now. But it would be a good opportunity.
So if we can get David there next Wednesday.
Okay.
No, it's not. No Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday the 22nd.
The 22nd.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll move out to Tuesday the 22nd and ask Dave to come in.
And I'll get this to you.
We'll prepare a cover sheet for it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then maybe we'll need it.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. That's what we'll do, and that's what I brought forward, unless you have any other questions. Or
well, I see that we had on here the fee thing from community development.
Did yes, under other board business.
Oh, under other business? Okay.
But yeah, whatever you'd like to say about that. I'm not sure what to do at this point in time, because I think, and maybe that's why Julie's here to keep it.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Okay. We are now under other business since you don't have anything else because that's the next agenda item. So, Julie, is that why you're here?
I'm actually here for 4B. Yes.
4B or not 4B?
Oh.
Under board business?
But I do have other stuff I could bring up under other business.
We'll start with 4B.
Well, item 4B, that's the... okay, do you have any other business before we
go
to board
business? No, ma'am, I do not have any other business.
Okay, we will go to board business, and we will take 4B at this time since you're here. Good to see you this morning. Okay, we have order number 2016-051. This is the setting fees for community development. We didn't set yours when we did the others, so is that this is the follow-up?
My understanding is you laid it over to today's meeting for more discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And actually extended the public hearing to the 22nd. So you are scheduled to have a public hearing on these fees
on the 22nd.
Both community development planning and building safety.
We're having another public hearing yet? I thought we took the testimony on that the other day.
Well, it's
the deliberations are what's...
Yes, but the decision has to be made, so it's the decision session.
Right, you extended the public hearing to the 22nd.
Yeah.
So you did not close the public hearing for the...
We closed the testimony, didn't we?
My understanding is you closed the testimony.
I think we closed the testimony on the 22nd.
That was my understanding of that.
The official motion... I think, just said to table it. Let me pull up that.
I think it was continued. Continued.
Well, that's right. We tabled the order.
Mm-hmm. And the hearing was continued.
Okay. Continued the public hearing.
So then we'll have no comments because we tabled the order.
I suppose that's a legal question.
We tabled the order on on the community development fees, so we would have to take testimony.
I'm not sure why we would have to take testimony.
Because we didn't take any testimony on the order.
You had a public hearing for the order.
Yes. Okay, you're looking it up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there is a note in here that said the board continued the public hearing.
Right.
But then the actual motion says the to table item 4C until November 22nd.
Okay. All right.
So there's no both ways. The official motion says it was just tabled.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we are having the second hearing on all fees, correct?
On just the community development.
Right. Not all the fees. Mm. Community
right.
development, planning.
Building safety.
And building safety. On all those fees.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are going to continue the public. Do you want it listed as the public hearing continued?
Yes.
Or just.
Because we continued. Because we continued it, it'll have to be.
Under the public hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we did not vote and close it out.
But in that the agenda had been followed, which included public testimony. I don't see the incumbency to have open up public testimony again.
That would be my opinion, but I think that's Wally was there and he was providing you with the direction. So I suppose.
Well, the reason we tabled this one is because we needed more information on these fees.
Mm-hmm.
So we would take testimony on these fees because we tabled this one.
Well, you also announced in the beginning you were going to delay a decision on this one to a later date, you were going to take testimony at the meeting, at the public hearing.
That's true.
And we did.
Yeah.
And we did. But if there's any changes made on the community development, planning, and public safety, and
building safety,
we would have to take additional testimony on any changes, anything that we did on that one. So what changes did you do on here? Were there?
Since we met the other day,
yeah.
I haven't changed anything since we had our public hearing.
Okay.
Now the building safety side, Mark was going to come back and revise some stuff, but he's still on vacation this week.
Well, that was.
Yeah, he's going to be back the 21st. But he knows he has to.
We still can't adopt then the.
Well, what we can do.
Because we don't have his input yet.
Well, it depends. What happened is that we had the building safety as part of Order 50.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Order 51 for planning, because planning can be appealed. Planning fees can be appealed to LUBA. So we separate those out. At this point in time, if we don't want to, if there's not a need to make simultaneous changes to planning and building safety in order to coordinate or make sure that everything's in sync with one another, you could move ahead with the Order 51 on the November 22nd, adopt those or not, as the board sees fit after deliberation. And then we'll just start the building safety as a separate process, as a separate order.
He's going to be gone.
Right, because he won't be able to make it by the 22nd for what his needs are. And building safety would then be put into place instead of January 1st, it could be February 1st or March 1st, or basically 30 days after the order is approved.
See, we adopted the other fees, didn't we?
Yes.
We adopted
yes,
all the fees.
Yes.
But for building safety.
Correct.
So the only testimony that would need to be taken on community development planning. Unless we want to put this out until we have building safety also.
I guess that's an option.
We will have a separate order then for
At this point in time, I haven't talked to legal counsel about that, but since building safety was not included in Order 50 and it's not included in Order 51, then I would think we'd need a separate order.
Okay.
Unless we amend Order 51.
It is included in 51.
So we can amend Order 51 to incorporate building safety. But that's what I was wondering. I need to talk to legal counsel.
51 does include planning and building safety at the current time.
Okay. 51. Mm-hmm. Okay, Commissioner Heck, I'm not going to be here next week. You're going to be chair. So here's what, I'm going to put this to you. Do you want to proceed with 51, amended to exclude building safety, or do you want to put the whole thing off until...
I don't want to put it off. I mean, we continue this hearing for that very reason,
mm-hmm.
right. So it could be done.
Yeah, for planning and community
development.
Okay. All right.
But Mark won't be back in time.
So we can't do building safety until he's back.
On the 22nd.
But Mark is coming in on the 21st, right?
He's coming back to work on the 21st, but he may be working. He knows that. We're scheduled for the 22nd, so he may be ready on the 22nd.
He may be ready.
We have to have the documents to upload on Friday.
Okay.
So we would have to have everything in the office tomorrow.
Okay, he won't be ready.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my recommendation. That Order 51, get it changed to delete the building safety. So she'll have the correct document. Then you can pass this order, which will then not have building safety, and then we reschedule building safety for when he's back, and then they can do that one. It would have to be a different order.
Is there any problem with that?
Not in my mind.
Okay.
I'll check with legal counsel to make sure.
That's to me the key, because some of these things we're talking about sort of a fait accompli. I don't know whether it is or isn't.
Is there somebody at legal counsel that can come over?
Probably not until Monday.
Yeah, they're up at AOC.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at AOC.
Yeah. Okay. We're involved, though.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Commissioner Heck,
yes,
you agree to this,
yes, we're
is
here.
That we will move forward with this order, 51, but delete. Can you get prepared? Since
actually, I don't believe we've ever formally incorporated building safety into 51.
Well, we did.
Discussed it.
We did, the very first time when we sat here, it was building safety was included in community development.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Simon had questions about the percentages and stuff
right.
like that. And then when it went to public hearing, we just announced it as community development.
Right.
Throughout the process, we've been including building safety in the community.
Yeah, I can't right. find a copy of
this
51 on
well,
here.
Well, building safety, it should be on today's agenda. 51.
Here it is.
But building safety was part of Order 50, and planning fees were part of Order 51. Well, actually, Order 51 was only the planning fees, since planning can be appealed. So when we removed building safety in order to provide some coordination between that and further discussion and so on and so forth, that was from Order 50. We removed building safety from Order 50. And I believe we can incorporate them into 51, but I don't believe we've ever formally done that.
Okay, so what this has on here, it doesn't have building safety.
Right. Order 51 currently is just planning. So
it says community development. It says
yes.
Community development in the order, and then when it says according to the fees and attached to Exhibit A,
mm-hmm.
and when I look at attached to Exhibit A, they all say community development.
Right. And the fees that are associated with Order 51 are just the planning fees. So you can move forward with what you outlined there.
Okay.
We don't need to modify Order 51 because
nope,
it stands as it is.
Because I don't see any building safety in here.
Right, but it does not include building safety. So if you want to adopt planning as is on the 22nd.
And then when he comes back, then when he has it ready, we can reschedule for the building safety. That way we don't have to worry about it. Rush
right.
him either.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. So deliberation on the 22nd.
Got it.
Okay. Just for clarification, will it be a public hearing? Continue to the public hearing?
Yes.
So listed just like it was before.
Yeah, listed as a public hearing because we never did...
Continuation of a public hearing.
Yeah, you continued the public hearing.
Yeah, it's a continuation of the public hearing.
Okay.
And
the testimony from planning was, and the audience were all taken at that previous hearing.
That would be my opinion.
Yeah, we took all the testimony, so when we continued it just for decision-making purposes.
Right.
So it should say the public hearing is continued for deliberations and decision?
Right. So when you say public hearing, you're right. State it as deliberation and decision only, and no further testimony will be taken because testimony was taken before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
And we were used to doing that on ours.
Okay. Yeah. And then when he gets back and gets the other ones ready, we'll schedule that one.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I won't be here next week, but when he gets in, you can work with them to do the shower, that might be. Okay. We will move that one forward to Tuesday, the 22nd.
And Julie will be there to talk to
it. Yeah. I mean, they won't, because it's just deliberations, they won't need a presentation.
Right. It doesn't need to be a presentation.
Okay. I'll be there. Okay. What time is it on the 22nd?
6:30. In the morning.
9 in the morning. Don't listen to him.
I'm supposed to be with William that evening. So.
You were hoping for an evening?
No, I had a meeting that night. No, I that night.
Okay. All right. We will go back then to, was there anything else that we needed to get from you, Arthur or Julie?
No.
I just had a question on the proposed text amendments and the date for that. Originally, Melissa had arranged that for the 13th with Wendy, and we've been advertising. As people ask, we've been telling them that. Mm. She hasn't been able to get a hold of Wendy, though, so we're wondering, is it still on for the 13th? Is it still back for the 19th?
The jury has stand-offs for every Tuesday morning.
And that's what Melissa was concerned about because it was set for the 13th and then she found out about the... So we're wondering if that has to be changed because...
So Wendy's waiting to hear from Melissa to reschedule it.
Can you meet the 19th?
Let me look at the 19th.
Because that's the week of Christmas, but that's our last opportunity before the commissioners are gone. That's why the originally it was...
19th of December? 19th
yeah,
December?
Yeah. Originally, they put it for the 13th, and then, like I said, Melissa found out about that.
You, at 11:45, you have a joint city-county meeting, so as long as they were done by 11:30, and then they could continue to the afternoon.
On the 19th?
Yes.
Yeah, because we do have that joint city-county meeting.
Yeah, you have Planning Commission that evening.
At night we have a hearing.
Yeah, but the Ambassador is open all day, and the board is open except from 11:45 till about 1 o'clock.
So after 1 p.m. on the 19th?
We could do it from 9 to 11.
You're going to need more time.
And then continue it, or do you think that'd be okay from 1?
Well, you know, when we had our public hearing, it was, including my presentation, was about 45 minutes, and then we had about 3 hours of testimony. I don't think you'll have quite that much because a lot of the testimony was not in response to what was being proposed, just marijuana's good, don't regulate anything. That, a lot of it was that type of stuff, so I don't know if you'll go the full 4 hours this time, but I definitely think you're going to need more than 2 hours.
Yes, you will.
What about the presentation part in the morning? And then...
I think you should do it all at once because otherwise the people testifying haven't heard what's being proposed again.
Can we have it in the afternoon that day, the 19th? Because if we started, we have that joint city-county workshop. If we started at 2, we could go till 5. It's 3 hours.
You could do it between 2 and 5.
Okay, you want to set for 2 and 5 on the 19th?
That afternoon? That way it won't interfere with the joint meeting with the city.
And I'll be out of town on a long weekend.
What?
You're going the 19th?
No.
You mean you're extending all your weekends?
Yeah.
I Am I the only fool that's working long days until the last hour?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So we have that set then for the 19th, and you'll get it on the calendar from 2 to 5.
Yep.
Okay. One more question. So the addendum that, you know, to put more detail into that compliance plan, my understanding is that did not get to the board last time. So do you want, Terry, do you want it to attach to the addendum that explains more about the compliance plan fee, the $20 per plant compliance?
Check with Wendy. Wendy does all the waivers.
Okay. Well, it's for the fee schedule.
Oh, I'm sorry. If it needs to go with the order, sure.
Okay.
Clarification of the order, I guess.
Clarification of the order?
Yes, isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, I called it an addendum, but...
Okay, so we got that set. All right. Okay. Does that take care of everything for planning this time go around?
I'm happy.
Okay. All right, we'll go back now to 4A, and this is the final plat. I guess, were you going to bring something else forward today? The something about the chamber? You mentioned something to me about the chamber.
Right. Well, that was the chamber is requesting some support for their triannual. I guess every 3 years they do a business survey. And so 3 years ago, the county supported or helped, you know, contributed toward the cost of that survey. And so what the request was, or what my email was whether they're talking about last year or 3 years ago in March of 14, we gave them $3,000 to help towards this business survey. This year, I clarified with Colleen, and she's going to ask for $3,500, or she would like $3,500 of support. She's going to get additional support from various and sundry other areas, too. But so my question was, do you support that? Is that something the board would like to do to contribute to this business survey? And since it is something that would help the county understand its constituency, I mean, we would get benefit from this product. So it's a legitimate cost of running, you know, the county. So it can be charged to the general fund, general government expense. So is that something the board would support?
So if this was done in 2014, why is it now being in March of 2014? Why are we waiting until March of 2017?
She's looking forward, of course. Today, this is November, so we're a few months ahead. She was just making inquiry, what's the process to request those kind of funds, and would the county be supportive of?
Chances of an application and everything.
Yeah. Well, in days gone by. In days gone by, is Julie still here? Is she behind me?
No,
I'm behind you.
Oh, in days gone by, we used economic development funds to pay for the business survey.
I remember that. And not being, this is one of those fine lines of... this is one I will strain at.
Yes.
This is on a future board's decision to make.
Yeah, I don't think we need to make that commitment from this board, because that's something that's actually, that is a process that's going to occur sometime next spring. And
I mean, even though I support the idea, the whole concept and all, I think that is the future board's decision that they need to make. As do they want to change the format of how the funding is coming, that's all on them.
And the other thing that we've always paid all the dues out of the economic development funds, dues to the Chamber of Commerce. And what was happening is that different county departments were members of Chamber of Commerce. They're all paying, you know, $300, $500, $800. So we notified all the departments. No one paid dues to Chamber of Commerce anymore. We're going to pay county dues. And that way we're all a member. all departments. And I think that's about 3,000.
It's 3,000.
Yeah. For the entire county, for all departments. That's why they run profiles on our employees. That's why they put our events in there. That's, you know, why they do what they do with us.
Doesn't that membership dues comes out of the Economic Development Fund?
Yes. That's what I was saying. Our dues
come out. Even though every department was paying kind of like a general fund thing, we now take it out of Economic Development.
Right. Because, and that's why they started producing the profiles on county employees, and they run all our events in there. You know, anything that we want to put in there, they've been putting in. So use it.
I will.
And every department can use it. You know, I know the animal shelters used it because they were using it because they were one of the individual members. Parks was an individual member. I think Public Works was a member, I think.
Yeah.
But there were like four or five that were separate members, and it's like, no, the whole county needs to be a member, so we went ahead and became one of the members for the entire county with the agreement that they would, you know, promote our events. Any county department head can attend those meetings Wednesday morning, and they have, and we have sponsored... out of the airport, we sponsored one of their Wednesday morning meet and greet type things out of the airport, which is really beneficial because only about one third of the business people in town knew anything about the airport, which is really great. So that might be something we can do in other departments. So it's been really beneficial, I think, this year for us.
You know, I do sit on the Business Retention and Expansion Committee with the Chamber, and we have not discussed funding at all yet on it. I do. As much as I hate to say this, because everybody keeps taking money out of that economic development budget and there's no money to do economic development, I would say this is a justifiable economic development expense.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, this is one that really should come out of economic development.
Yeah. Which is where it came from last year. That's where it came from last year. But I wanted you to know also that the dues always comes out of economic development as well.
Yeah.
And that's why it's $3,000, because we just said every department's a member, every department head can attend the meetings, anything you need to promote in the chamber, you know, the park stuff, whatever.
Yes.
And they're doing profiles on all of the department heads. They've been doing that now for about 7 or 8 months.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're doing a great job, so I think it's very beneficial to us.
One thing that's nice, we did get a little money back, so to speak, on this whole business retention expansion program. And it really wasn't in the form of money, but the BRE committee wanted to take an online course to the University of Minnesota. And it was $500.
You qualify. You could talk Minnesota.
That was funny. anyway, so it was $500 per person. And we're all like, oh, God, I don't know about that. So Steve Rowe volunteered to pay for everyone,
really?
All five members, to take the course.
Is that all right?
So, you know, yes, we're paying into this, but we did get that gift to us.
Right. It's been very beneficial.
Really.
It's been very beneficial to be a member of the chamber. So, all right.
Okay, so... I'll tell chamber to pursue this in January.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think the next board, because they're going to be the one that are going to be providing input along with Julie, they're going to be the ones that are going to be evaluating it. They're the ones that will be implementing it. So I think it's appropriate that they do that, not us.
Okay.
All right. That's it. Thank you. Okay. Now, approval of final plat map of Capitol Hill, Phase 1 off of Hudson Lane. That's all of this stuff. Subdivision stuff. And it's just a plat here. Oh, there it is. See what is under there. You need this, Julie, in case you need to hit him in the back of the head. Okay. All right. What I need on this is a motion to approve the final plat of Capitol Hill Phase 1 off of Hudson Lane.
I would so move, Madam Chair.
And I second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. So Mr. Surveyor can pick that up. Okay. And then any other matters from commissioners?
Yes. Just one question. Being that our time is getting short, where are we at on the fire standards?
on the fire standards. She sent out the final copy on the fire standards for any further comment, and so I will check with Jenny on the fire standards, see where we are with that. I don't know if Simon commented. I had no further comment on him.
I didn't either.
Okay, all right. I will tell her that. Okay with us, and see if she can get that scheduled. Very good. Anything else?
No, ma'am.
All right. Meeting is adjourned. It is 9:42.
Well, hi
there. Yeah.
Shows you its power and influence again.
Sir, Paul, I'm going to start.
Yeah, I want to walk. I'm going to get it on.